You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
You can also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. Following his State of the Union message, President Obama is now doing what he perhaps does best, campaigning. This time it's for his wish list of government programs he outlined in his speech. That includes new government programs, tax credits, and worker protections paid for with higher taxes on top earners. At the same time, he threatened the new Republican Congress with vetoes of bills that don't align with his agenda. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports House Speaker John Boehner panned the president's speech.
The top Republican on Capitol Hill says the president's speech missed the mark. Speaker John Boehner contending that all the president offered was, quote, more taxes, more government, and more of the same approach that has failed middle-class families. In a statement, Boehner said the president's priorities are all wrong because they grow the bureaucracy and not the economy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. get back the quality of your life, and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to diabetic99.com.
Fox News is reporting a Kentucky teenager accused of a string of crimes across the South says he and his girlfriend were trying to escape her abusive family and that he wishes he had bought bus tickets instead of stealing trucks as they moved toward Florida. AP correspondent Adam Bean reports the father of the 13-year-old girl, Cheyenne Phillips, says claims that she was abused are completely bogus.
He said that was completely bogus, that, you know, he's had custody of his daughter since she was 3 years old, raised her in a loving home, although he did say that she has a tendency to lie, and he said she has a great imagination. So he wasn't sure why she would make this up.
The two teens will face charges including burglary, theft, criminal trespassing, and criminal mischief. At the same time, the girl's mother has legal problems of her own. Sherry Peters was arrested for picking up her daughter from her father's home January 3rd without consent from the father. Peters is charged with custodial interference. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
An NFL investigation reportedly has determined that 11 of the 12 game footballs used by the New England Patriots during Sunday's AFC Championship game were underinflated by 2 pounds per square inch below the required minimum. ESPN is reporting that NFL officials are disappointed, angry, and even distraught. It is not certain how the balls became underinflated. Supposedly, underinflated balls are easier to throw and easier to catch. If found to be in flagrant violation, the team could face a heavy fine and even be denied a first-round pick in the NFL draft. The company responsible for a Montana oil pipeline spill says the breach in the line has been located directly beneath the Yellowstone River. Up to 50,000 gallons of crude were released in the spill. It has affected the drinking water of the town of Glendive. Glendive Mayor Jerry Jimison says the town water plant was monitoring water quality, but the residents' complaints prompted a bigger response from the EPA and state officials.
It was like Sunday afternoon, evening, late when we first started getting reports from city residents that their water smelled different and, they weren't sure that it was safe to drink anymore.
The pipeline is owned by the Bridger Pipeline Company of Wyoming, which says it has no timeline to reopen the pipeline. And on this date in 1954, the first atomic submarine, the U.S. Nautilus, was launched. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. The weather in beautiful Hunterdon County, it is currently 29 degrees and we have snow in the forecast. It is going to happen mainly after 5 p.m. It will be cloudy, near 33 today, and the chance of precipitation is at 60%. Less of 1 inch is expected. Tonight, snow mainly before 11 p.m., And again, it's going to be cold around 23 and a light wind from the north. Chance of precipitation is 80% and snow accumulation is going to be less than 1 inch. Thursday will be cloudy and gradually becoming sunny with a high near 38. Mostly clear on Thursday night with a low of 19. Friday mostly sunny with a high of 34. And Friday night again a chance of snow mainly after 2 a.m. with the precipitation around 40%. Saturday a chance of snow with precipitation at 50%. And Saturday night a little bit more snow. And Sunday a chance of snow with a high near 35. And so it looks like in the next few days, just looking out at the forecast, even through Monday, there's just chances of snow throughout the weekend and early next week. So be careful out when you're out driving when it starts snowing. Roads will be slippery. So take precautions, leave work early if you can. And it is currently 12:12 in downtown Flemington. Well, I'd like to welcome all of you who are listening today. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and the host of Counselor's Chat. And as a licensed professional counselor, I deal with many, many different types of issues, everything from anxiety and depression to OCD issues to drug and alcohol addiction, marriage counseling, pretty much you name it, I have done some work with it. And one of the things, if any of you are getting the newspaper, you probably do see lots of headlines anymore about heroin and opiates in New Jersey. And it's something that I want to talk about today. Heroin is at epidemic levels here in New Jersey. There's a drastic increase in prescription painkiller consumption over the past decade, which helps to lead itself or lend itself to a heroin epidemic. New Jersey youth and young adults identify heroin and opiates as the number one drug of choice, and it is the number one health care crisis in the state of New Jersey. There's been a 5-year increase of more than 200% in the number of admissions into licensed or certified treatment programs for prescription drug abuse, and a 700% increase over the last decade. That's enormous. So how does someone get hooked on heroin, of all things? Well, sometimes it can start with a very simple prescription. You go to the doctor and people get hooked on pain pills. What happens is when they can't get these pills refilled through prescription, they get desperate. And that's when people start hitting the streets and looking for heroin. It's much cheaper than it was back in the 60s. Depending upon what you're looking for, it can cost as little as $35 an ounce. People also do things such as doctor shop. So I may end up going to 3 or 4 different doctors, getting my prescription for painkillers. I had said in the past that one of the other things that has happened is that the purity of heroin has gone up. In the past, again in the 60s, it was around 6% pure. Now, on average, the purity of heroin is anywhere from 40 to 48%. So part of what is happening is you're getting a stronger street drug for less money. So I'm going to, actually, believe it or not, have to now stop for a commercial break. However, I'm going to talk a little bit more about addiction and addiction to heroin specifically, and what treatment looks like. So I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirol, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's show. So I've decided, because of all of the items in the newspapers about heroin in New Jersey being in a state of epidemic to heroin use, I thought it'd be important to talk about it. Heroin is an extremely addictive drug. It is an opiate drug that is synthesized from morphine. Morphine is a natural occurring substance from the poppy seed, and it is the Asian opium poppy plant where the seed comes from. Believe it or not, most of it is grown in Afghanistan. Heroin usually appears as a white or brown powder, or sometimes a black sticky substance, also known as black tar heroin. In 2011, 4.2 million Americans aged 12 or older, that's 1.6 of the population, 6 years ago, had used heroin at least once in their lives. And it's estimated about 23% of individuals who use heroin become dependent on it or addicted to it. Well, how do people use heroin? Well, sometimes they inject it, or they inhale it by snorting or sniffing, or they smoke it. All three of these methods of using heroin delivers a very rapid flow into the brain, and this contributes to the health risk of addiction. An addiction is a chronic relapsing disease caused by the changes in the brain, characterized by uncontrollable drug seeking, no matter what the consequences. It also includes a greater tolerance. In other words, I need more of the drug to get high. It also means that when I'm not using the drug, my body begins to detox, and so I start becoming sick, and so I need more drug just to stay balanced. I'm going to use that word, balanced. So how does it affect the brain? Well, it enters the brain and converts back into morphine. It binds to molecules on cells known as opiate receptors. These receptors are located in many areas of the brain and also in the body, but those especially involving the perception of pain and in reward. So I feel better. There's a reward. I feel better. Opioid receptors can be located at the brainstem, which controls the automatic processes critical for life, such as blood pressure, breathing, food digestion, heartbeat. As a matter of fact, heroin overdose frequently involves the suppression of breathing. This can affect the amount of oxygen that reaches the brain. A condition called hypoxia. Hypoxia can have short and long-term psychological and neurological effects, including coma and permanent brain damage. You're not getting oxygen to the brain. After an intravenous injection of heroin, users report feeling a surge of euphoria or a rush, accompanied by a dry mouth, a warm flush of the skin, heaviness of the extremities, and a clouded mental functioning. Oftentimes, someone will say they've nodded off. Following the initial euphoria, that's what happens. It's sort of that half-wakeful, drowsy state. Users who do not inject the drug may not experience the initial rush, but the effects are the same. So an injection of heroin is much more potent initially. If I snort it, it's got to go through my lungs and all of that before it gets to my brain. If I inject it, it goes right to my heart and my brain. Long-term effects on the brain, of course, I mentioned tolerance, which means you need more of the drug to achieve the same intensity of using it. Another result is dependency. That means I need to use it continuously to avoid withdrawal symptoms. And there's deterioration of the brain's white matter due to heroin use, which may affect decision-making abilities and the ability to regulate behavior and the ability to respond to stressful situations. It can also include other serious health conditions, of course, fatal overdose, spontaneous abortion, infectious diseases such as hepatitis, HIV. Chronic users may develop collapsed veins, infection of the heart lining, the heart valves, abscesses, constipation, gastrointestinal cramping, liver and kidney disease, pulmonary complications, different types of pneumonia, general poor health, including the effects on breathing. Oftentimes, when you use heroin as getting it off the street, it often contains toxic contaminants or additives that can clog blood vessels and lead to lung, liver, kidney, or brain disease, possibly causing permanent damage to vital organs. Chronic use of heroin leads to physical dependency, a state in which the body has adapted to the presence of the drug. A dependent user reduces, if a dependent user reduces or stops use of the drug abruptly, serious symptoms of withdrawal. And these symptoms can start early. It doesn't take too long for the body to start going through that withdrawal process after the last use. So it can include restlessness, muscle and bone pain, insomnia, diarrhea, vomiting, cold flashes, goosebumps, kicking movements, just involuntary kicking, craving the drug during withdrawal, which then, of course, precipitates more use or relapse. In terms of spontaneous abortion, heroin abuse during pregnancy, together with related factors like poor nutrition and inadequate prenatal care, is also associated with low birth weight, which is an important risk factor for later delays in development. If a mother is regularly abusing the drug, the infant may be born physically dependent on heroin. And I don't know if any of you remember, maybe about, for those of you that get the Star Ledger here in New Jersey, maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, big headline, treatment center for infants born addicted to heroin. Treatment center for infants born addicted to heroin. The infant then suffers from neonatal abstinence syndrome, NAS. The infant has to go through a withdrawal. It requires hospitalization. According to a recent study treating opiate-addicted pregnant mothers with a medication for opiate dependency, can reduce these symptoms in babies. And here's the sad thing. If I am born an addict, it's not going to take long to become addicted to other things, other substances. It's a dangerous, dangerous drug. And it is an epidemic. One of the things that has happened to help curb prescription drug abuse, New Jersey has legislated a prescription monitoring program which keeps track of prescribers, dispensers, and patients. It's a positive step. You said the database is voluntary, meaning most professionals may not bother to consult it when prescribing or dispensing medicine. And just because it's legal, an opiate is legal, the prescription painkiller is legal, it doesn't mean that it's not addictive. So I'm going to take a little news and weather break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. Following his State of the Union message, President Obama is now doing what he perhaps does best, campaigning. This time it's for his wish list of government programs he outlined in his speech. That includes new government programs, tax credits, and worker protections paid for with higher taxes on top earners. At the same time, he threatened the new Republican Congress with vetoes of bills that don't align with his agenda. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports how Speaker John Boehner panned the president's speech.
The top Republican on Capitol Hill says the president's speech missed the mark. Speaker John Boehner contending that all the president offered was, quote, more taxes, more government, and more of the same approach that has failed middle-class families. In a statement, Boehner said the president's priorities are all wrong because they grow the bureaucracy and not the economy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic99.com.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Sorry for the little delay there. It is time for the weather. It is currently 31 degrees. Visibility is at 10 miles an hour and humidity is at 40%. We are looking to have some snow later this afternoon, starting mainly after 4 p.m. There is a 60% chance of getting less than 1 inch. And then tonight before 10 p.m. when it is going to be a little bit colder, more snow is chance of precipitation 80% with another less than 1 inch possible. So we may end up with an inch and a half before all is said and done. And then tomorrow, Thursday, will be mostly clear with a low around 38 and mostly clear Thursday night with a low of 19. Friday will be sunny, high near 34 with a chance of snow after 1 a.m. on Friday night. Chance of snow on Saturday, chance of snow Saturday night, mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 35 with a slight chance of snow on Sunday night. So it sounds like the next few days may have some slippery roads, and I just caution everyone to stay warm and safe when you're out and about. It is currently 12:35.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altam, your role licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show. And I am talking about heroin and heroin addiction and the fact that it is an epidemic here in New Jersey. And so often what happens, there are people go to their doctor and they get a prescription for medication. Oxycodone is one that is frequently prescribed. It is a pill. It's not that inexpensive. But it doesn't take long after a while to go from Oxycontin to heroin. Heroin is cheaper. And again, like I had said earlier, oftentimes what happens, somebody will go to five or six different doctors. Sometimes even getting their prescription and selling the pills on the street and then using the money to get heroin because heroin is cheaper. You know, we really need to encourage doctors out there to participate in this prescription monitoring program where they keep track of prescribers, dispensers, and patients. It's a positive step to move forward, but right now the database is voluntary. So, you know, if the doctor isn't checking, then they don't know. And it's very easy for someone who has become addicted to go from one doctor to the next. And unfortunately, one of the things with heroin, it is fatal. So there has been an increase of deaths due to overdoses here in New Jersey. And it's really tragic. It's not needed. In 2013, Governor Christie signed the Overdose Prevention Act, which gives immunity to those who witness an overdose and call the police for assistance. It helps save lives. Traditionally, police would arrest someone and get them into custody. But arresting an addict doesn't stop them from purchasing more drugs. And so, New Jersey has a drug court program, which is excellent. I have seen many, many clients who have become sober through the drug court program. It offers drug offenders court-ordered terms in rehabilitation facilities instead of mandatory prison sentences. One of the things that, and I know I've said this before and I will say it again, addiction is a disease. It's a disease with really strange disease symptoms. you know, it's not like I find a lump on my breast, or I have diabetes, or I'm finding that I have shaking with Parkinson's. And people who are caught up in the disease of addiction, they break the law. They rob, they steal, they become violent. They buy and they sell drugs illegally. And you know, if you have diabetes, you're not going to be selling M&Ms on the street to other diabetics. Like, you know, it just doesn't happen. But it happens with addiction. It's a symptom. So the fact that New Jersey has drug courts is really important, because it helps people get into recovery and saves lives. The thing is that denial is also a huge role, plays a huge role. That's another symptom, denial. So I may not think I have a problem. And sometimes it actually is when I get in front of the judge that I may realize I have a problem and I'm being court ordered to treatment. And treatment generally starts with a 3 to 7 day detox, where someone is medically monitored and comes off the medication. And comes off the heroin, I'm sorry. And then hopefully they will go into a rehab. Now, one of the things that I know, having worked in the field of addiction, is that detox, a week or two in rehab, outpatient, generally is not sufficient. One of the symptoms of addiction is relapse. That doesn't mean people have to relapse. It's like one of the symptoms of a cold is a sore throat, but not everybody gets a sore throat when they have a cold. So you don't have to relapse. What someone needs is support. I generally suggest that Alcoholics Anonymous is probably one of the best long-term support systems for recovery out there. And the reason why I say Alcoholics Anonymous rather than Narcotics Anonymous is that in Alcoholics Anonymous you will find people with 35, 25, even sometimes 40 years of sobriety. My experience having gone to Narcotics Anonymous meetings is that you don't necessarily find people that have that much sober time. So it's really important that someone who decides to or realizes that they're struggling with the disease of addiction, specifically heroin, that they get into a detox, extremely important detox, a medical detox, and then from there go into a treatment facility. And when they leave that treatment facility, or possibly an outpatient IOP, it's inpatient, outpatient facility, then they get that additional support through AA and counseling. So I need to take a little break and another commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's show.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Honorton County.
Honorton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am your host, Ruth Altamirroll, for the show, and I am also a licensed professional counselor. That means I have a master's in counseling, and I'm also nationally certified as a counselor and licensed by the state of New Jersey to practice counseling. I have a private practice currently in here in Flemington, right on Main Street. And I've been in private practice for 15 years. However, I've been in the field of counseling for 30 and spent probably the first 15, most of the first 15, dealing with people in recovery from drug and alcohol abuse. My degree in counseling also came with a certification in drug and alcohol counseling. So I've got quite a bit of education and experience in this area. My topic today, of course, has been heroin. If anyone is interested in finding out more about my practice, you can visit me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com or www.altarolecounselor.net, and that's Altarol with two L's, counselor.net or .com. If you have any requests for a program or a topic or would like to make a comment about today's show, you can contact me at 908-237-2899. Or if you're interested in making an appointment, I do not keep a waiting list, and I take and work with people who are struggling with broken relationships, codependency, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, eating disorders, marital issues, just about everything. And so if you're interested, please give me a call. Again, 908-237-2899, and I would love to hear from you. So today I've been talking about addiction to heroin, and that addiction is a disease, and that we can recover from it. And you know, people don't recover just by stopping. There's a whole lifestyle around drugs, drug use, drug seeking, the selling, the buying, the anticipation of using, the people that you hang out with generally tend to be all drug users, drug dealers. Addiction is a lifestyle in many ways, though it is a disease. And that's another, and why I consider it's a complicated disease. I mean, cancer is not a lifestyle. However, when I discover I may have cancer, which knock on wood I don't, and I have to change the way I eat, I may have to stay home from work, go get treatments, lose my hair, all kinds of things may happen, and it may mean that I have a lifestyle change or diabetes. I can't eat that, I can't eat this, I have to take insulin. I have to do things in a different way. I have to make a lifestyle change to gain health. So the same thing holds true with addiction. I have to make a lifestyle change. So if I've been a smoker and I have lung cancer, I stop smoking, it's not going to treat the cancer. Or if I'm diabetic and I say, no more M&Ms for me, well, just stopping the sugar intake is not going to make the diabetes go away. So recovery doesn't happen by just stopping. You have to create a new life where it's easier not to use. So one of the things that gets encouraged is changing people, places, and things. That means I no longer go hang out with people that use heroin or other drugs. I don't go hang out with a drug dealer. I don't go to that corner of town where I buy heroin. I don't drive into New York to buy it or into Elizabeth or wherever it is that I'm buying it. I change places. I change people. And you know what? The paraphernalia that I have in my house, it's got to go. The spoons, the needles, whatever it is, got to go. The things. If you don't create a new lifestyle, the chance of relapse goes up. And eventually you're going to end up using again. And then not only that, if you don't have the support in your life for people who are in recovery also, the chances of using go up again. you know, you don't have to change everything in your life, but there are things and behaviors that you have to start looking into because they might get you into trouble. You have to avoid high-risk situations. Commonly, AA has a saying, halt. If I'm feeling hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, these things create stress and I may, at the end of the day, relapse. I need to think about how I'm feeling. Maybe need to look at my diet. Am I eating well? Am I sleeping well? How do I handle stress? What do I do in high-risk situations? Addiction is sneaky. Oftentimes, an addict actually relapses long before they actually pick up the drug. And it's so important to learn how to relax. So often, drug use was to help you relax, to help ease the pain. So it's looking for healthy alternatives to relax, healthy ways of coping with pain, learning how to be uncomfortable. Recovery requires that you become honest. So oftentimes people say, I have to tell on my addiction. I feel like using today. I got to say that to somebody. I got to share that information. And remember, relapse is part of the disease of addiction. So you have to be cautious in terms of getting to know yourself and having someone else get to know you also. You can't do it in a vacuum so that people can say, wait a minute, I'm really concerned about some of the things that I'm seeing you do and where you're going. How come you're heading out to that bar every Friday night? What's up with that? Oh, I'm only having a ginger ale. Yeah, but what are you doing in a bar in the first place if you're recovering? Well, I'm not an alcoholic. Well, you know what? You have one mood-altering substance, and it's not going to do for you what heroin does, and you're going to crave that heroin and go right back. You know, the best place to learn how to be sober, stay sober, get sober, is from people that have already done it. I have a much better chance learning how to play a piano from someone who already plays the piano. That's why we have things like piano teachers. So if I want to learn how to be sober, I need to go someplace where there are sober people and learn how to do it. And as I said, from my perspective and my experience, and even though technically you're not supposed to be promoting AA, I am going to suggest that that might not be a bad place to start. So with that being said, I hope this information was useful. Heroin is here, but it doesn't have to be here to stay. And be aware of what you're doing when you go to that doctor and you get a prescription for painkiller. Xanax. Another one. Xanax is our Valium. Back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, it was Valium. Now it's Xanax. Very addictive. Be very careful. It can lead you down a path that you never intended. So with that being said, it's time for me to end Counselor's Chat. And I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's show. And I will be back next week. And I wish you all good mental health.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services.